Blog Talk Radio.
As a trainer, it's more gratifying to me as it was when I was actually a fighter. And I learned a lot from my brothers, you know, just from watching. And I learned from a whole lot of other trainers as well. I'm one of those people that, you know, I can watch a guy that's in his pro debut, and I can learn something from that fighter.
Right.
You know, if he does something well, I'll take that and I'll add it to, you know, basically, like, as a trainer, you have to build a library. And so you build knowledge by watching other fighters, watching other trainers, and, you know, and you take something from that trainer or that fighter and you add it to your library, it may work, it may not, but you know, you still got to have that. You got to have as much knowledge as you can get, and you know, and try to use as much as you can. So that's kind of, you know, my way of being a trainer. You know, it's not, I don't necessarily just look at one trainer, or you know, or perceive that this person is the best trainer in, or what, anything like that. I don't care about that. That stuff means nothing to me.
Right.
You know, so I just I do my own thing, my own way. So.
Oh, okay. So that's cool, man. So, is it better for you to work with like a seasonal boxer than a guy that doesn't know anything about boxing? Like, which one would you rather prefer, like, to train?
It doesn't matter to me, because at the end of the day, hopefully I can take that fighter that, you know, that has no idea about boxing. Then that's when I can judge myself as a trainer.
Right.
I see, because basically to me, training is just like being an artist. You know, and that's what I have my degree in art, so I definitely know how art works. And so basically to me, when you start out, you have a blank canvas, and then you start throwing paint on there, you know. And basically, you know, your objective is to eventually turn that canvas into a masterpiece.
Right.
You know, and that's basically, so I'm adding. And then hopefully one day, you know, we're going to be fighting for a world title. And not only that, you know, hopefully we can, you know, we can win a world title. You know, and that's my formality when I start out with guys that don't really have knowledge of boxing. Because, I mean, it's my job. It's my job to teach them. And so then I can judge myself as a trainer, as opposed to when you have someone, a lot of times when you have fighters that are already established,
right,
that can be good or that can be bad, because sometimes that person may have too many bad habits that they can't, you know, that they can't shake, or you can't shake, or you can't change. And sometimes that becomes a problem because, you know, you're teaching, but they can't get it because they're stuck. They're stuck in their old mode, and sometimes it's frustrating. And if I get to a point with that, sometimes I'll let fighters go because I don't have time to, you know. Because one thing is this: when I start training a fighter, this is how I judge a fighter. You know, especially if it's a fighter that's just starting, or even a fighter that's, you know, has some experience behind them. My thing is this: once I start teaching you on day one, on day 10, we can't be doing the same thing,
right,
as we did in day one, because that means that you're not learning. You're not learning, or you're not trying to learn, because you may have so many bad habits from where you came from. You know, so I mean, my thing is this, is that if by day 30 you're still doing what we did day one, you got to find you another trainer, because you can't learn with me. You know, so that's just my system. You know, that's my system that I have for myself, so I don't have to waste my time or waste their time.
Right. Exactly, man. So, you know, saying is it better like to come in with an open mind to learn instead of just thinking, yeah, it's like this and like that? Because a lot of boxers really don't understand the importance of, you know, saying, of being a boxer. And so, because a lot of them think is you just supposed to fight and just go in there and not, you know, saying slip punches and roll punches and this and that, footwork and this and that. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know about it.
Don't get me wrong. What you're saying, all that stuff is true, but how are you going to learn it? If you don't have an open mind and you're not listening to your trainer, you're never learning. You're never going to learn how to do that. That's just something that you see somebody doing on TV and that you're emulating, but you don't even know why you're doing it.
Right.
You know, that's just like you have so many trainers out here today that basically they copy my brother Roger because of his success with Floyd. But
right.
They don't have no idea what they're doing. They're just copycatting. If you ask them, why are you doing that? They wouldn't be able to tell you. Because it's not good to not know what you're doing. Because at some point in time, a fighter might ask you a question. And if you can't answer it, that might be your last day training that fighter.
I know.
You know, I mean, boxing is probably one of the only businesses where a guy can come to the gym, hang out at the gym for about a month or two. Next thing you know, he's training people. But he has no idea what he's doing. You know, but I mean, my thing is this. I don't worry about too much about other trainers or whatever. I only worry about me. Because
right.
I'm not one of those trainers that I hate on this trainer, I hate on that trainer. I don't care. You know. I know what I bring to the table, so all I worry about is me. You know, you have a lot of trainers that are haters within themselves because they want to say that they're the best. They might be. But I don't care if you're the best or not. You know, I'm just trying to be the best me I can be.
Right, exactly. That is how it goes, man. So, like for preparation, you know what I'm saying, for a boxer and this and that, like, how would you know when your boxer is ready to get into the ring, like for the first time or for a big fight? Like, how would you know?
Don't get me wrong. I mean, the one thing is this, is that it's a process, a testing process where, you know, you got to put your guy in, you know, in the ring with you with different people. So, and find out, you know, what their strengths are and what your fighter's weaknesses are. So, I mean, and then after a little while, but don't get me wrong, it don't take long for you to put your fighter in there because the one thing you have to do immediately is find out if this kid wants to fight or if their parents want them to fight or, you know, if it's just something that they seen on TV and have no idea what it's really about.
Right.
You know, so you put them in, you throw them in there, and even if they get beat up, you throw them in there. And if they got hurt and it's something that they really want to do, they're going to come back the next day. If not, it was just all, you know, it was just all a smokescreen. It was just basically, I saw this on TV and I wanted to do it because I saw it on TV and I seen somebody make a lot of money or whatever the case may be. But it's not that. It's a long, long process in becoming, you know, a fighter, especially a good one. You know, it's a long process. So basically, you know, you find out early if it's something that a kid wants to do, or if a lot of times you have kids that, you know, they, especially when it comes to our gym, they
right.
come because they want to be associated with, you know, the whole name of Mayweather, or they want to be get their kid close to Floyd or something like that. But the reality of it is this, is that sometimes they're there, and they're there more for the recognition of, you know, being close to Floyd than even having their kid there for the ability as a fighter or to even want to be a fighter.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it's a lot of that goes on, too.
Yeah, most definitely, man. So, you know what I'm saying, with all the boxers that's coming in, speaking of the facts that I was at the PBC event that y'all had at the Pearls, and I would say it was a great card. So, like, what do you think about Tank, man, you know what I'm saying, getting that knockout, you know what I'm saying? What do you think about him being on, you know what I'm saying, on the money tape and how his career may be looking for the future?
No, I don't know. I mean, he's a very talented young fighter, and, I mean, he still got a lot to learn, too. You know,
right.
I mean, even in that fight, you know, I mean, you can see that he still has flaws, and you know, every fighter has some flaws. But I mean, for a young kid, I mean, I think he has a potential to be world champion one day if he stays, you know, if he stays focused. I think he has a potential to be world champion. Great, great young fighter.
Yeah, most definitely. And Also, I wanted to comment, like, on your show that you got on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did that come about?
Well, basically, I have my own website. And so one night at, it was like at the Hall of Fame, it was some Hall of Fame event going on for boxing. And so my partner, he said, "Man, take the mic and go interview people." I said, "Okay." And so I started it, and it came out, you know, it came out pretty funny. Everybody liked it, so
right.
I ended up just start doing it, you know, on a regular basis. And so, I mean, and it seems like, you know, a lot of people, they like it, you know, it gets a lot of views. And so, and plus, I mean, it's fun for me, it's kind of like a little different look in the boxing gym, you know, rather than just everything based on boxing, everything serious. I mean, everything is lighthearted, you know, and a lot of times it's trending questions and stuff like that. So I mean, it makes it fun for everybody. It's fun for me. It's fun for the people that watch it. And it's funny because in the beginning, it was like everyone was like, "Don't interview me." But now everyone wants to get interviewed.
Right. Yeah, man. Could I see you was going around asking people, you know what I'm saying, about the Canelo and Cotto fight, and I found out I was pretty hilarious, though. But did you expect for that fight to go that route, or you expecting a little bit more action? Because it seemed like it was too much respect in the ring. Like, how
yeah,
did you
it was
feel
too
about
much
it?
Respect, but it was too much respect, but, I mean, it still went the way I thought it would go. I thought that, you know, Canelo would win.
Right.
And I thought that it would be, but a give-and-take fight. I didn't think it would be, you know, Canelo just a blowout, you know, and that's basically what it was. But, you know, and plus, even in that, you know, I still even try to add humor to that, even when it's something as simple as just making a prediction, you know.
Oh, yeah, because I thought it was going to be more, you know, saying more of a Puerto Rican-Mexican war, but it seemed like they was being real cautious because they really didn't know, but I had Canelo, though, to win the fight, but I thought it was going to be a little bit more action. That's what I had thought.
Yeah. I think it's like you said, though. It was more about respect, you know, and I mean, neither guy was really, you know, trying to take a chance.
Right, right, exactly. So, like, what boxers you liking now, you know what I'm saying, that has the potential to be maybe, you know what I'm saying, the superstar or the pound-for-pound king? Like, who you liking so far?
I mean, there's quite a few young guys coming up and, you know, some established fighters that are making moves as well. So, I mean, it's the fighters that I actually like. I like Errol Spence as a guy that's a rising young fighter. I like Terrence Crawford as a rising young fighter. You have guys like, you know, Keith Thurman, who actually, you know, he's making a little noise. You have Kovalev, of course. You have Triple G. You have, of course, Andre Ward. So,
right.
I mean, you have enough fighters out there to still keep boxing, you know, as a sport where people still want to tune in. But it's just a matter of, making a good fight, you know. I mean, you still have Pacquiao out there. I mean, he's talking about at least one more fight. But, you know, you have enough people, I think, enough good young fighters and enough, you know, solid fighters to still carry the sport, the sport of boxing.
Right, exactly. I mean, it seems like it's more young guys coming in there real strong, real powerful, you know what I'm saying, some skill, and to really to carry the sport on, you know what I'm saying, to probably be the next superstar. And also, speaking of Pacquiao, like, with rumors of him and Adrian Broner maybe getting it on, you know what I'm saying, for his last fight. So how would you see that playing out?
Well, first of all, I don't think that fight's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it was to happen, I mean, honestly, I would pick Pacquiao.
Right.
I mean, because of the fact that Adrian Bronner, good young fighter, has a lot of talent, but he don't use it. He don't use half the ability that he has. And I think that Pacquiao would just be too much for him because Pacquiao will throw too many punches and probably win the fight by decision. I mean, because one thing with Adrian Bronner is he don't know how to use his legs. He don't move on his legs at all, and that's why he got beat by Porter. He's a much, much better fighter than Porter.
Right.
Porter brought the fight to him, and he couldn't stop because he didn't know how to move and get away from none of it. And that's why he was able to get dominated by Porter, a guy that, you know, to me, is basically just a workman. He's not a great fighter by no means, by no stretch of my imagination. He's just a guy. He's a worker. But
right.
You got to take your hat off to him because that's what he is. And he's the type of guy that if you allow him to outwork you, he's going to beat you. I don't care how good you are. You know, so, and that's the thing. That's the type of fighters is already proven that will beat Adrian Bronner, a guy that can stay on top of him, make him work, even when he don't want to work, lose to them, just like he did with Madonna.
Yeah, I had that. I had Madonna winning that fight, though, but I thought it was going to be a KO. But I think when he fought Madonna, I think it was just too early for him, honestly. I thought it was, like, kind of too early.
It wasn't too early. It ain't too early. One thing you got to realize, if a fighter is supposed to be the next whatever, he's been touted as being the next Floyd for how long?
Mm-hmm.
So how is it too soon when he fought a guy that had the same many fights he had? It ain't no, because one thing is this, if you're going to really be the next Floyd, you're going to do the same thing that Floyd did. Floyd won the world title in his 15th fight. You know, and so, I mean, don't get me wrong, Adrian Bronner is talented, but
he is
nowhere close to Floyd's level. He's not even close to it. But, you know, he was touted at it because he came out mocking, you know, trying to fight like Floyd. But
right.
The reality is that he's nothing close to Floyd.
Not at all. I think a lot of boxers is really trying to do what Floyd has done, you know what I'm saying, in the game. And it takes a lot of hard work, but it takes smartness as well. You know what I'm saying? It takes a good team, you know what I'm saying, to my knowledge in this.
But don't get me wrong. All those things you just said is true. Because the one thing is this. People don't realize that the things that Floyd went through and the things that Floyd did, if you started boxing at 10 years old, you're still behind it. Because Floyd started boxing, realistically, the day he was born. And so people don't understand that. It's just like, this is an analogy that I always use. If you take a kid, for instance, if you have a kid, I don't know if you had one, but just hypothetical.
Right.
You got a kid, right? And I have a kid. Okay, now, you send your kid to school normal, like everybody else, right? 5, 6 years old. I send my kid to school at 1 year old. By the time your kid comes to school, your kid's going to seem like a dummy sitting next to mine. You know why? Because my kid has been in school for 5 years already. And so that's the analogy when it comes to Floyd. Floyd is 4, 5 steps ahead of everyone. That's, you know, I ain't going to say not every single person, of course, because some people have been that as well, started that young, but they just haven't had the success. What I'm saying is this. When you start, the earlier you start, and the most important thing, what you said is this. If you got the right people with you, you're going to excel. And you're going to excel to a level further than most people, if not every person. It's just like with Michael Jackson. He started so young,
Right.
That's why he became, and he fell in love with what he was doing, and that's why he was the greatest entertainer of all time. And that's, and it is no different in boxing. It's no different in anything that you're trying to apply your kid to. They have to get a head start. They have to get a head start on the knowledge of what's going on, and they'll stay, and they'll be ahead of the game. You know, the most important thing is this. It's got to be something that they fall in love with. If they fall in love with it, they're going to exceed, and they're going to excel, and they're going to excel to a higher level than most.
Yeah, most definitely. That's most definitely, man. That's most, so true, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, hopefully boxers or anything that you, anybody that's out there that's doing anything, you know what I'm saying, make sure you love what you're doing, study your craft, and just keep perfecting it, and you can go real far. That's in everything, you know what I'm saying? So,
no doubt.
Ain't no, so, like, you know what I'm saying, before we head out, man, if there's anybody that you're training that we need to be on the lookout for that's coming up?
Well, I have one young kid that, like I said, he will be the fighter in which my name will be attached to as a kid that I started from scratch, and that's Kevin Newman. And, you know, I started Kevin Newman when he was 9 years old, and, you know, and he's doing real well. He's 4-0 right now, you know, and I think that he has potential to be world champion. You know, and I think everybody thinks that same thing about him, but, you know, only history will tell. So we got to wait and see. You know, he's progressing. He's doing better and better. You know now as he's starting to mature as a man now. So, you know, a lot of the things that I've been trying to teach him, he's just not catching them. You know, and those are probably things I was teaching him 4 years ago. But sometimes the mind doesn't register, and finally the mind has caught up with him. And so now he's a much, much better fighter. He's a fighter that, you know, that when he's in there with, you know, some of the better guys in the gym, he more than holds his own. And sometimes he gets the best of them, you know, and I mean, he's only got 4 fights. And I think that, you know, he has a bright, bright future, you know, inside and outside the ring. He's a good-looking kid, can speak well, and, you know, and so I'll make sure that he gets taken care of inside and outside of the ring.
All
right. But he's the one kid that, you know, that my name will be attached to, you know, for the next, I don't know how many years he's going to be fighting, but my name will be attached to his. So Kevin Newman is the one kid to watch out for.
Oh, okay, cool, man. Can't wait to check him out. And hopefully to see you at the next, you know what I'm saying, boxing event, man, that's coming up out here in Vegas, man. And, you know what I'm saying, just keep doing your thing, man. We support you, man. God bless, man. And we're just going to keep on supporting you, Jeff.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, man. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Take care.
All right, man.
All right.
Bye. All right. Peace. Yeah, y'all, rocking with the one and only Jeff Mayweather, trainer extraordinaire, you know what I'm saying, to dropping some knowledge on us, you know what I'm saying. And, it's all good, man, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all support the brother, you know what I'm saying? Hit him up on Twitter, Jeff Mayweather, #1, all together, you know what I'm saying? And it's all good, man. Hey, thanks for rocking with me this morning. Shout out to all my people in the Philippines, all my people in Vegas, who is that out there? Miami, you know what I'm saying? Ohio, London, you know what I'm saying? Cuba, who else? L.A., you know what I'm saying, San Diego, Oakland, you know what I'm saying, New York, New Jersey, you know what I'm saying, Camden, all that all over there, you know what I'm saying. So be on the lookout, y'all. 2016 going to be a great year, you know what I'm saying, not just for boxing, but everything that's attached to XGFR. And we out, man, you know what I mean? Peace. God's on the team. I'm
my own world. I got the old school juice, we call it Jerry Curl. All around the world, splashing on these suckers. I'm a poor woman dream, but I'm a rich woman lover. I'm a hustler. I'm about paper, paper, more paper. Hustler. Man, I do it for the kids. Hustler. That's all I really know. Hustler. I ain't no buster. I'm a hustler. I'm about paper, paper, more paper. Hustler. Man, I do it for the kids. Hustler. That's all I really know. Hustler. I ain't no buster. Don't strategize and plot and plan and cock and then load it up. Gonna go whoever thinking they clever, whatever tone of better. Yeah. No chapter in my book, I'm an ex-crook, born again, hustler, did you check the hook? Yeah. 414 grade, 702 living, my life is driven off of pesos, bumping cars and women, all about winning, I got that tiger blood, your clowns got that mustard game, y'all playing catch up, I'm official like a ref, whistle top step, you bruise the game for false calls, y'all placement refs, at my best, even at my worst day. Playing the wax for the cake like it's my birthday.